Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Cycles of Time, An Extraordinary New View of the Universe presents Roger Penrose's bold proposal for how the cosmos might extend beyond a single beginning and end. Written for scientifically curious readers, the book argues that the remote future of our universe could be mathematically reinterpreted as the next cosmic beginning, creating an endless succession of aeons. Penrose develops this idea through a mix of cosmology, relativity, and thermodynamics, with special attention to the puzzles raised by the Big Bang and the Arrow of Time. He discusses why the early universe appears extraordinarily special and low in gravitational entropy, and he contrasts his approach with popular inflationary accounts. Along the way, Penrose explains how black holes, Hawking radiation, and the fate of matter in an expanding universe may play central roles in a cyclic picture. The result is a challenging but rewarding argument that invites readers to reconsider what cosmic history could mean when time, geometry, and physical law are viewed at their most fundamental levels. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, conformal cyclic cosmology and the idea of aeons. A central topic is Penrose's CEC, conformal cyclic cosmology, often abbreviated as CCC, which proposes that the universe is not a one-off event, but a sequence of cosmic eras called aeons. Each aeon begins with conditions resembling a Big Bang, and evolves through expansion, structure formation, and a very long future. The striking claim is that the extremely late universe, after vast timescales, can be treated as conformally equivalent to a new beginning. In practical terms, this relies on the idea that when all mass effectively disappears or becomes irrelevant, the remaining physics is dominated by massless fields, for which only angles and light cone structure matter, not an absolute scale. Penrose uses conformal geometry to argue that the infinite stretching of space in the far future can be rescaled to look like a fresh start. This reframing is not presented as philosophical speculation, but as an attempt to build a mathematically consistent cosmology that connects known physics, especially general relativity, with the proposed global structure of cosmic time. The topic also clarifies what CCC is not. It is not a bounce caused by reversing collapse, but a continuity achieved through a change in how geometry is measured at extreme limits. Secondly, the Arrow of Time and the low entropy Big Bang. Penrose devotes major attention to the Arrow of Time, the observed fact that many processes have a preferred direction, from mixing cream into coffee to the growth of cosmic structure. The book highlights a foundational problem. The laws of physics are largely time symmetric, yet the universe began in a state that seems incredibly ordered, allowing entropy to increase afterward. Penrose argues that ordinary matter entropy is not the main issue, rather. Gravitational entropy dominates on cosmic scales. A smooth early universe has low gravitational entropy, while a clumpy universe with black holes corresponds to very high gravitational entropy. This perspective reframes the Big Bang as an extraordinarily special boundary condition rather than a generic hot beginning. CCC attempts to explain why such a special start might recur without requiring finely tuned initial settings each time. Each time, the late stage of an aeon, after black holes evaporate and matter, is no longer present in the usual sense, becomes a candidate for a low entropy, like beginning when described in conformal terms. This topic connects thermodynamics, cosmology, and the geometry of spacetime. And it challenges readers to think of entropy not just as disorder but as a measure tied to gravitational degrees of freedom and the global structure of the universe. Thirdly, black holes, Hawking radiation, and cosmic forgetfulness. Black holes are presented not only as astrophysical objects but as key agents in the long-term evolution required by CCC. In Penrose's account, black holes represent extreme concentrations of gravitational entropy, and their existence signals how far an aeon has progressed toward a high entropy future. Yet CCC requires a mechanism by which the universe loses its mass scale, so that conformal rescaling becomes physically meaningful. Here, Hawking radiation and black hole evaporation play an important role over immense time spans. Black holes are expected to radiate away their mass, leaving behind energy in massless or effectively massless forms. Penrose explores the idea that when massive particles either decay, are swallowed and radiated, or otherwise cease to matter dynamically, the universe approaches a state where only massless physics remains relevant. In that limit, the distinction between large and small scale can be removed by a conformal transformation, allowing the end of one aeon to be mathematically matched to the beginning of the next. This theme also underscores why CCC cares about the very far future rather than only the early universe. The book uses black holes to link cosmic history, entropy growth, and the possibility of a future that becomes, in a sense, scale-free, enabling the proposed cyclic continuation without requiring a classical contraction phase. Fourthly, observational clues and the search for imprints from a previous aeon. A compelling aspect of the book is its attempt to connect a grand cosmological proposal with potential observational consequences. Penrose discusses how events in a prior eon could, in principle, leave subtle traces in the cosmic microwave background, the relic radiation that maps conditions in the early universe. The idea is that extraordinarily energetic processes in the previous aeon, such as mergers of supermassive black holes, might generate effects that survive the conformal transition and appear as distinctive patterns. Penrose has argued that certain low-variance circular features could be candidates for such imprints, though this remains controversial and is actively debated in the broader community. The value of this topic is twofold. First, it shows CCC as a scientific hypothesis that seeks testability rather than a purely metaphysical story. Second, it illustrates how challenging it is to extract robust signals from noisy cosmological data, where instrumental effects, statistical choices, and competing models can change conclusions. By framing a search strategy and discussing what might count as evidence, the book invites readers to think like working scientists. What predictions are specific? What would falsify them? And how should uncertainty be handled when claims are extraordinary, but the data are subtle? Lastly, inflation, standard cosmology, and Penrose's critique of fine-tuning, Penrose places CCC in direct conversation with mainstream cosmology, especially the inflationary paradigm. Inflation is widely used to explain the universe's large-scale uniformity and the origin of primordial fluctuations. Yet Penrose argues that it does not solve the deepest issue of why the initial state was so special in gravitational terms. In his view, inflation can smooth and stretch a region, but it still presupposes conditions that allow inflation to start, and it may not address the extremely low gravitational entropy implied by a smooth Big Bang. The book examines how different frameworks treat fine-tuning, probability, and what counts as an explanation. Penrose brings in geometric reasoning, including how the space of possible initial conditions might be measured, to argue that the observed beginning is extraordinarily atypical under naive assumptions. CCC is presented as an alternative route instead of adding an early rapid expansion phase to wash away irregularities. It seeks a global picture where the end state of one aeon naturally sets up the next. This topic helps readers understand the stakes of cosmological model building. Matching data is essential, but explaining why the universe started in such a peculiar state is a distinct and arguably deeper challenge. In conclusion, this book suits readers who enjoy ambitious scientific arguments, including advanced lay readers, physics students, and anyone intrigued by cosmology beyond the standard Big Bang narrative. It is especially valuable for those who want to understand why the arrow of time and the universe's low entropy beginning are not minor details, but central mysteries. The benefit to a reader's life is not a set of quick applications, but a sharpened sense of how deep explanations are built. Penrose shows how geometry, thermodynamics, and astrophysical processes can be woven into a single proposal, and he models a style of thinking that is both imaginative and disciplined. Compared with many popular cosmology books that focus on established consensus, this one is worth buying because it offers a coherent alternative framework and openly engages with what would make it testable. Even if a reader ultimately prefers inflation or other models, CCC provides a rigorous counterpoint that clarifies what those models do and do not explain. The book rewards patience by turning familiar cosmic concepts into a fresh set of questions about time, entropy, and the meaning of a beginning. If you would like to support Roger Penrose, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.